This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday. I hope everyone's doing well.
Yes.
Don't get any thumbs up in there. Vinny, how are you?
Well, I'm checking on Bob's first post, and I reposted it. This is Bob on the Waves, everyone. Our newest...
In case you're not already attached to her, her name's Bob.
Our newest member.
Member.
Oh, cute.
My repost... Got 6,000 views, so I imagine you are just swimming in brand new...
Where is she? Oh, she's at 1,200 followers. Let's get that number up.
That's pretty good, though. Isn't that up?
Not too shabby.
Right? In one day?
Yeah. That's way up.
Yep.
Thanks for the reshare. And thank you all so much for the support. I made you all a chocolate chip cookie as a thank you.
Oh, really?
Yes. I figure you don't want it at 5:54 a.m.
What are you crazy?
You're ready for it.
I think you're wrong, lady.
Jenny, yours is small. Don't worry.
Oh. Dude, I am sorry. I mean...
I thought
that
you two
hurts.
had a whole thing going on there, eyes for each other. And
Sometimes
awesome.
You do. Sometimes when you got eyes for somebody, you poke them a little.
You know,
something you just want to keep. It's like a power play.
Yesterday, I didn't even hear the dig. I felt it. I saw the looks in the room, and I was like, ow, I don't even know what just happened to me. And then she goes, I'm better than that. That's enough for me. And then.
I know. Okay, I'm done.
It's okay. I can take it.
We ain't never gonna be done.
If anyone around here can take it, I can take it.
Yep.
I
definitely couldn't. I would definitely start crying. Very self-conscious about my rear end.
Oh, I would crumble.
I know.
I mean, I crumble when people talk about my hair.
What?
I imagine my weight. So.
I'm so tempted. You're the best hair.
So tempted to what? Oh, crush him on his hairdo?
Crush him on his hairdo.
Listen
but I would
to this.
Never.
Yesterday,
I wish you would.
I finally got around to reading the first part of It's Not the Stork.
Oh!
To my older daughter. Which
just part one. Did you guys hit a point?
No. It was, I didn't want to do it all at once because I wanted her to have time to think of questions and then we'll do the rest of it. I actually put a lot of thought into this, way more than probably was necessary. But
that's
I wanted to get it right, you know? Like, I don't want to make sex sound great or too great, but I want her to understand why people keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of balance I was trying to figure out. And then there's the birds and the bee and the, you know, the...
Mm-hmm.
The stuffs and then the egg and the...
Did you guys sit across from each other at a table?
No, I sat at my desk and she sat on the bed and I read most of it. But then she said, do you want me to read? And I said, yeah. And so she read. It was comfortable.
Mm.
It was easy.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple questions. Nothing, no heart stoppers.
Mm.
How
far did we get? Was the act fully described?
Has the come out yet?
The what?
I don't know what that is.
You know,
I actually don't know what that is.
The Johnson.
Oh, well, we discussed, yes. Like, she goes, she said, is that a boner? And I go, yes, an erection is a boner.
Why? She must hear that from kids. Listen,
of course.
She, right.
Of course she hears things and she's like.
Well, you hear that word and then you think to yourself, what is that?
Well, here's...
Do I dare ask? Everyone seems to know what it is.
Here's what's surprising, and she is a little actress, but she had no reason to not. But even though she's heard some words, she hasn't looked them up. So she was like, what is, and I went,
I don't want to know, no, no.
I don't know what that was, but I, well, you know, we got into it. So anyway, it was. I just wanted to follow up. It's not the stork is the book I'm reading. She's 11. It feels way too late to be here, but it needs to happen now.
Mm. Good job.
So I'm on it.
Yeah.
That is solid parenting.
Some solid dadding.
Right.
I was busy day yesterday, the house.
So it seems like you got pretty far if we're already talking about, you know, wood.
It's a small book, but they really get to all the
good
stuff
yes
fairly quickly,
they like it, nice that they're not belaboring it. It is fairly simple.
They do this thing where they show what she's
got to look forward to.
No, like the description of her woman area,
okay, all right,
of what's here, what's yes, there, what's
oh,
it.
Oh, is it like a diagram with little
yes
lines in, and this is that, and this is
and
that,
I was like,
this is the other thing, look out for that, watch out.
You're not going to hear people use the word vulva very often, but...
Oh, I use vulva all the time. It's one of my favorite words.
Really?
Yes. There's a few words from down there that I'm just like, I'll just throw those out just to be funny.
In the act?
Sure. Whenever.
I've never... I
use them a lot after a couple drinks with my girlfriends and stuff. Oh, my... Right. Never mind.
Oh, my what?
Oh, my Lanta.
Anyway, so there was some of that stuff too, but we'll finish either today or tomorrow. And I don't know what kind of questions will turn up.
It's nice that she has a safe space to ask those questions and to get real answers because not everybody does. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I was really hoping that church school was going to tell her stuff.
They
don't tell.
They're never going to.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
I can't even believe she's ever heard the word vulnerable. So great.
Well, there's so many in the book that I'm reading. This is with my daughter. It's the birds and the bees
old,
talk.
Yeah.
In the book, they're using, you know, E for that instead of B. And
oh, no, they use the medical
when
terms.
When I said it,
and that's why
she was like, is that? And I just went, oh, boy. Yikes. Mm. Yep.
It's good. Yep. It's
that's
good.
What that is.
That's fun.
Anyway,
yeah,
I didn't mean
good
to
that
stop
you did
the whole
it. No, that's,
flow, but
please,
there you go.
Are you kidding me?
It's
this is the flow. This is the flow.
And how that plays into the picture as well with the egg and all that's been discussed so far.
Yeah.
Flow, I mean, in the
sure, no, absolutely right. I actually was alluding to menstruation without, you know, having to come right out and say it. It's all fun. It's all good. And it should be fun and funny, and you're a fun, funny guy. So I'm sure she's having fun, and it's all funny.
I'm trying to be very careful. Yeah,
ah.
I'm trying to be very careful.
Well, you know, you also have her. She's your daughter. Like, you know what she can handle. Except for those times when you showed her the movies that she couldn't handle. But other than that, you know, it's...
And by the way, that was
at some point.
A Nightmare Before Christmas, not movies on topic.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, sure.
Jeez.
Well, thank you for, you know, making sure no one got the wrong idea that you were showing her inappropriate movies. Jeez, man. God, what are you doing over there?
I'm not doing that. Mm. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I thought up a new invention.
Great.
I'm dying to hear. She walks in. She goes
I thought of it in the bathroom.
Well, I thought maybe it was bathroom related.
It's not
you came back from the bathroom and you're like waving your arms.
That was a different time. I wasn't waving my arms over the invention. That was because the lights went out. That's why I was waving my arms. They go out after I sit here for 20 minutes.
This is
the lights
all this
go
morning?
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
This is our morning.
This is a big morning.
So I come back in here and I'm like, oh my God, I think I just came up with a good invention. So as I've been thinking about it, it's not as good an invention as I thought it was. That's what
good inventions are harder to come
they
by
are,
than you think.
They are. But so as a person who wears glasses now, and I never have, my most of my life, I was fine. In my mid-40s, I started wearing readers, and now there's no distance that's in focus here at all. Like, if I take my glasses off,
and I don't have my contacts on. There's nothing.
But you've been doing glasses this week, it seems.
Well, what I do is I try to give my eyes a break. So the contacts are aggravating, and they just, you know, after days and days and days of using them, you just, like, your eyeballs are actually hurting you. And then I put my glasses on, and they just feel so heavy. And I do a lot of gardening, and I do a lot of things where I'm outside sweating. And there's nothing worse than having your glasses on, because they're constantly falling. Your hands are dirty, and you're constantly, like, using your wrists, the back of your wrist, to pull them up and keep them attached to your face. And then they're there, and they're sweating, and they're falling down your nose, and you're trying to get them back in place, or they fall right off.
Wait a minute. Did you invent contacts?
I did. No. Here's what I invented. And also, so I put my glasses on my nose.
Yeah.
And they pull the skin down. I can see it, like, when I'm, like, look at this part of my eyball right there, right? Just like normal corner of the eye.
Okay.
You can't see me either.
I can see you fine. I don't need them. Go on.
And I put it on here, and it pulls it down. It pulls the skin down. And after a day or so of wearing my glasses, I'm like, damn, now my nose kind of hurts. I'm pulling that skin down.
But that's specific to those glasses, I think. Those are a big lens, and they touch your cheek. That's why.
They don't touch right here.
Well, then how are they pulling the skin down?
They're pulling from here. They pull on my nose. So, however, it's like I have loose skin on my nose. But do you remember when your grandma would have her glasses on around you? And you could see where, after all those years, there were these, like, holes dug into the sides of her nose. And, like, the skin was, like, super grody there. So what if you had a little like, cylinder that was steel, say. And you put it somewhere on the bridge of the glasses between the two lenses. And then you had a little dot. A little magnet dot, like right where you would want.
In your face?
That you would, it could be sticky, Vin. You wouldn't have to have it implanted, although I was thinking an implant might work. And there it is. And now the magnet sits on it, and then your glasses don't touch you anywhere. They literally don't touch you anywhere on your face. They float. They're exactly where you want them to be, at exactly the right distance, but they're not resting on your nose. They're floating above, and the magnet and little cylinder of iron is... Or steel, whatever a magnet wants.
You've almost described the apparatus from the movie The Jerk. Remember the movie The Jerk, and the guy invents the thing to keep your glasses on your nose, and everybody goes cross-eyed? And
No.
Oh, okay.
Well. You know what, though? Now that you say it, although that was out in front.
It
this
was
would
out
be,
in front.
You wouldn't see this. I don't know. I was thinking, like, what if I... Oh, is it already a thing? Is it already a thing?
No, I think, though, that you've got to...
Like, imagine if your glasses were
I know what you're saying, and I have glasses. I wear glasses for long distance. I feel like it's that pair of glasses. Like, you could get a lighter pair.
And you could
get a better fitted pair.
These are the most comfortable I can find. I have tried other ones, and I've even tried the ones that have the floating thing that moves. It's that my nose gets greasy, and so anything that I have resting on my nose, it falls down my face. So I'm constantly pushing my glasses back up into place.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, contacts are a move.
They are, but they also have their shortcomings. Like, when I'm wearing contacts, I actually can't read. I have to put readers on sometimes.
You should implant a magnet in your face.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for the backup. I appreciate that.
I'll invest. How's $10 sound?
Sounds like a start. You know, you got to start somewhere. I'll sell you 0.00001% of my company.
I won't settle for less than 0.00001.
You got it. You know what? You drove a hard bargain. But your $10 is worth 0.00001 of my company. That's
well me. Done, you two. Mm. I look forward to seeing that go
yeah,
big.
Yeah, it's called magnet sticks.
Vinny and I will be like, oh, we should have invested.
Yeah. You
just
guys
like
should,
Apple.
Yeah.
What were we
right,
thinking?
What were you thinking? I don't know. I just really feel like that would... It's more about, like, the amount of time I spend looking downward with a sweaty face.
Okay, well, listen. It sounds like you've already decided. You've tried all the brands of lenses, and there's no possible way. I know for a fact, for me, for anyone listening, and you wear glasses, so
yeah.
I only wear them for distance, but I have a pair, like, I bought this one pair. They're heavy. They slide down my face. It's a bummer. They're the wrong glasses. I have another pair. They fit perfect. I can barely tell they're on. They seat just right. They just touch a little bit. And they're Ray-Bans.
Oh, funny, Ray-Bans.
They're Ray-Bans of all things, but they fit great.
Do you have the ones that have the pad that moves a little bit?
No, I don't want the pads. And I'll tell you another thing, as you were describing that, the great Greg Stevens, who was my first PD, who hired me to do the surf reports and helped me all the way through my early days, used to wear, and I think Harry Potter wears them. It's a metal thing that goes over the bridge of your nose. There's no pads. Mm-mm. It's metal.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat right, and they never moved. But when he took those things off, it was the angriest, deepest groove. Like, he couldn't take them off for a picture because he looked like he was dying.
Well, it looked like his nose was pressed on. Right, yeah. That was like what I always thought about my grandparents is, like, after, you know, however many years they've been wearing their glasses, my grandma had the big divots on the side, and my grandfather had those kind of glasses. They were I don't know. It was like they didn't ever think to themselves, put a little rubber on that.
Weirdly, I've never noticed it, and I've stared at your face all these years. You really don't have a pronounced bridge on your nose.
No, I know.
You actually have a divot, and then there's a knob.
A divot knob nose. That's my divot knob nose. That is actually the technical.
You almost have an Owen Wilson nose.
Oh, it looks like a wiener.
Well, you've got a little bulb on the tip, but you don't have much bridge.
Mm.
There's like... It's like ski jump nose.
Oh my gosh.
Well, maybe we should take a close up of it and just, you know,
Bob!
Put it next. Bob, get a picture. We'll go side by side on Instagram.
Just try these on.
All right.
These are readers, but just try them on. Just a frame.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I can tell these would slide.
Those just, you know what? You don't have a freaking bridge to your nose.
There's no bump there that holds them up. That's for sure. It has to be on the sides of my nose. It grabs there, and then my oily face or my sweaty face, they just go.
Yeah, those, I can see, do not have a pronounced enough bridge.
I have no shortcomings. I have a scoop knobs? What was it again? It was adorable.
I don't know. Forgot.
A bone knob. That's what I've got. A bone knob.
You have
nose.
No bridge.
I got nothing.
Dude, I can see you're putting those glasses up, and they're not resting on anything.
Pulling my skin down.
Mm.
That's my inventoration.
Well, lucky you. I mean, on one hand, you got a cute little nose. On the other, your glasses fall down.
Yeah.
Me.
Your schnoz is holding up its end of the bargain. All right, KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Minnie, Alamore Show. See you in a sec.
What?
Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.